Welcome to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. The Dog Talk Show is brought to you in part by Wellness Natural Pet Food. And we're here on a beautiful Christmas Eve day. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Julie. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
Happy Human Light Day. Happy Festivus.
Human Light Day.
That's what it is, yeah.
I have not heard of that one.
It's the big holiday for secular humanists.
All right. Human light. That's nice. Happy Human Light Day. Would it be merry or happy?
I think happy, you know, because it's human.
Light.
HH. Alliteration is always a good thing in my book, I think.
Yes. Well, we've got a double whammy Dog Talk Show trivia today.
Ooh.
So we have... two trivia questions. We'll be asking the first one in the second segment, and we'll be giving away two $50 gift vouchers for Wellness Natural Pet Food.
It's practically Christmas already.
It is. Starting early.
For Dog Talk Show listeners, anyway.
Yes. So I've got some, I think they're a little harder than the normal breed, breeds that start with the letter D or whatever that we do. These ones are, I was talking, I think it was last week, about some pop culture dogs, and there was a survey online where you can vote for your favorite famous dogs.
Yeah.
So it's kind of in the vein of that, where there's one that has to do with a dog in a Christmas movie, and then there's another one that just has to do with another pop culture dog. So stay tuned for Dog Talk Show Trivia. You will have the opportunity to win $50. You'll have two opportunities to win $50 in Wellness Pet Food gift vouchers today.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. And because it's Christmas Eve, we'll be adding in some bonus stuff with those gift vouchers, bag of Biddle of treats and some coupons and some Dog Talk Show car stickers, of course.
I just saw Biddle Love in the store yesterday, and they have really cute packaging, I got to say.
Yeah, they do.
I like whoever does the artwork on that. It's almost reminiscent of the Dog Talk Show sticker, if you will.
Almost.
Yeah.
It is. The colors, yeah, I can see that. Except... they're not urine. Well, maybe they are urine proof.
I would hope the packaging is urine proof.
So, lots to talk about today, and so we're going to do the trivia in the second segment. You know, I've been seeing driving around today. I was driving around a lot today, kind of all over the city, working with clients, and then dropping off some gifts. And I was seeing dogs riding in the front passenger seat of cars like throughout the day today, and it's so nice. I think it's one of the cutest things, it's probably not safe, but I just get such a kick out of seeing a dog just sitting there like they're a person, just riding in the passenger seat, front seat of the car with their human, and sometimes the people are even talking to the dogs, and I just get such a kick out of it. It gives me a warm feeling, and I've just seen dogs all over the place. This city, Seattle, is just kind of laced with dogs. There are people walking their dogs and riding in the cars, and just I've just seen them all over the place. Of course, I look for them, but I don't know. It just was really striking me today, especially that there were tons of dogs around. And I was also listening to this person I know who's a florist, and she was talking about how much she loves working with flowers, and how happy she is that she gets to work with flowers and then also gets to make people happy with those flowers. But she was just like, gosh, you know, I'm surrounded by flowers, you know, every day, all day. And I kind of got what she was saying, because I am, you know, I work with dogs. I'm a dog training and behavior specialist, and I work mostly in the greater Seattle area. And I get to work with dogs pretty much every day, and their people as well. And It is just such a wonderful thing to work with dogs. And I love going and, you know, showing up at somebody's house and then seeing their dog. And I have some programs where I work with the dog every day for a couple weeks. It's sort of an intensive training program. And I just feel so happy to see these dogs that I've developed a relationship over time with. And it's just, I'm so grateful that I get to do that. I get to do what I love for a living and help people with their dogs. And I just really genuinely enjoy seeing them on a daily basis. And so I think it probably contributes to my overall good health, because dogs have such health benefits to us. And
yeah, they've done so much research that shows that, you know, people interacting with dogs are much healthier than people that don't. And not just dogs, but animals of all kinds, really. But
yeah, I mean, there's lots of information about that. I can actually get that for one of the future shows.
They are called man's best friend for a reason.
Yes, they are. Well, so I am, just to let, you know, people have asked me how I've gotten to do what I do. So I'm a dog training and behavior specialist. I also specialize in nutrition and food. And it's not a conventional career by any means. And there's also no...
Yeah, is there a college course that people can sign up for this sort of thing?
There, depending on where you go, I guess. But it's not like... there's not a standard education that somebody has to get and then get a certain, you know, certification or degree or something like that to be able to call themselves like a trainer or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot of, and I don't know, there's maybe benefits to that, but there's also challenges to that because, you know, anyone can call themselves a dog trainer and they may not be the best informed person for the job, especially when you're dealing with, you know, more behavioral issues. I've heard some pretty interesting suggestions that clients have told me that trainers they have seen have told them. And it's like, ooh. Or like I was talking last week about how I saw someone on television say that if your dog is acting out when someone comes to the door to pick them up and comfort them. And it was like, no, that's the opposite of what you actually want to do. So I don't know. But I have a degree in animal science from the University of Vermont in Burlington, Vermont, which was a fabulous place to go to school. And animal science, it was a general animal science degree. If I was going to go to vet school, I would be an animal science undergrad. But I was general animal science, so I got to take a lot of interesting classes. There was actually only one dog behavior and training class, and I think it was the first year that it was offered was either my junior or senior year at the school. So that was cool that I got to take a class, but that's just one class. It definitely wouldn't just qualify me to go out and start doing the work. But really, when I moved out here, I found an apprentice program at the Academy of Canine Behavior up in Bothell, Washington. And it's a four-month-long, 20-hour-a-week, unpaid apprenticeship that you apply for and get accepted into. And that was really where I got my formal start pushing me in this direction. And it really was a great place to learn how to do this work, because I got to get my hands on so many dogs every day and also really get to see... dogs with some pretty intense behavioral issues worked with, like some pretty severe aggression, you know, or really severe anxiety, stuff like that, that you don't necessarily see, or not all trainers are necessarily comfortable working with. You know, some people will just kind of do basic obedience training and that kind of thing and not really be able to handle, you know, aggression. It's scary. It's, you know, if a dog is trying to bite you, it's not a comfortable thing to work with. And it definitely took me a few years to get to the point where I could kind of keep thinking through it, even though the dog was snarling and snapping at me, to kind of stay in the interaction. Because as an animal myself, I'm very tempted to just want to leave the interaction.
Sure.
Fight or flight, right?
Right.
So... I don't know. It's been an interesting path, and, you know, I've been doing this for over 7 years now, full time, and I've worked with probably thousands of dogs by now, and I learn so much as I continue to do this. I mean, it's one of the things, one of those careers where you just never stop learning, and every dog is different. You know, you can't approach every situation with the same kind of set of techniques. You have to always be adjusting to the individual dog, and then also the individual human in that combination too, because people then bring their stuff to it as well. And that's the part that I really love about it, because it's just every day is different, which can be have its challenges as well, but it's just it's a great thing. So if you can check out my website for training is sensitivedog.com, www.sensitivedog.com. I have a lot of shows where we don't necessarily talk about training and behavior. I've had so many wonderful guests on the show and authors and stuff like that. And then I do have done shows where, you know, people have called in and asked me questions, but not everybody knows that that's what I do and that I am available to you off the air for behavior consultations. I also teach group classes in Seattle. I have a group class starting January 13th at the Barking Lounge, which is on the corner of Dexter and Republican in South Lake Union neighborhood downtown. It's a six-week class. It's a great basic behavior and obedience class, really loaded with information. You get a lot out of it. 6 weeks, Wednesday nights from 7:30 to 9. And then I also have an agility class starting at the Barking Lounge, I believe January 14th, and that's just for fun agility. So that's not competitive, judged agility. If you wanted to get into that, then this is not the class for you. This is more of just a laid back.
So no wagering, basically.
No bets.
No bets.
No. But it's a lot of fun. It gives both the people and dogs the opportunity to work together as a team to get physical and mental exercise, and it's really fun. I really enjoy both of those classes. So when we come back, Eric, we're going to start Dog Talk Show Trivia.
All right.
And we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to The Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Wellness Natural Food for Pets uses simple, pure, authentic ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. All wellness recipes include lean meats, whole grains, fruits, and veggies with no meat byproducts, no wheat, no corn, no soy, or artificial preservatives. For an exclusive savings offer and to find wellness at a pet specialty retailer near you, visit wellnesspetfood.com/Seattle. That's wellnesspetfood.com/Seattle. Join Wellness on Facebook and Twitter today.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of animals. This week, it's the last Sunday of the year, so we'll say goodbye to 2009 with the Jingle Cats and their version of Auld Lang Syne. It's also shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We'll check in with all of our regulars, have a new pet of the week, and find out how the year is wrapping up at King County Animal Care and Control. So join us for Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 11.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Well, I've been officially cut off for Christmas shopping for the dogs.
Have you?
Yeah. I had to cut myself off.
Ah.
We're having the traditional Christmas morning.
Christmas literally is going to the dogs.
It is going to the dogs. So is my wallet. I just went a little. Well, I didn't.
Now, do you wrap the gifts for the dogs so that they have the fun of tearing those open?
Well, I mean, that's really
for my. It's a bad precedent, probably.
It's really for my benefit we were just talking about this, that I wrap the presents because they don't care.
Right.
But I want to have, you know, as long as possible Christmas morning present opening experience.
Sure.
And, you know, we don't have kids and we have three dogs. So that's what happens.
There you go.
The dogs get lots of presents.
Triple layer the wrapping.
Yeah. So I feel bad wasting the paper. I might just use, you know, old newspaper or something.
That's always a good idea. Yeah.
And then we can use it for the fire.
And you can recycle as well.
Yeah. So we're going to start out with our first trivia question. I'm going to give you the number first so you can get ready, 425-373-5527, or toll free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569.
And I'm just hoping that somebody gets something wrong, because I've got a lot of sound effects for people getting things wrong. I've got like one sound effect for people getting it right.
So. You and your sound effects, Eric.
Yeah, well, you know, makes my job more fun.
So, yeah, in the unfortunate event that somebody does get it wrong, at least there's, what is it? Oh, that's a good one.
One of the many options.
That's a good
one.
Yeah, that's a new one.
Yes.
Tis the season,
that's right.
Okay, so here's the first trivia question. In the movie National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, what breed of dog is Snots, Cousin Eddie's dog?
Oh, wow. I haven't seen that movie in so long. That is a tough one.
That is a good movie. It's classic.
Yeah.
Classic Christmas movie. Haven't watched it yet this year, but we're planning on it.
You know what's great about those movies is how the kids in that movie is like, they're different actors every time, different ages completely.
Yeah.
They don't go in order.
No.
It's just whatever served the story.
Yeah, whatever works.
Rusty and whatever.
Audrey.
Audrey, yes.
In National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, now that's with Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo, the classic. What breed of dog is Snots, Cousin Eddie's dog?
And we want to give the number out for folks to call in if they want to play Dog Talk Show trivia, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-KKNW. That's 888-298-5569. And what do they win if they get this right, by the way?
They win $50 in wellness pet food gift vouchers.
Ooh,
and
mama. Christmas coming early.
Big bag of Bit O' Love treats, which are great for training.
Mm-hmm.
Some coupons for Bit O' Love treats. Dog Talk Show car stickers. I usually throw in a couple. And $50 in wellness pet food gift vouchers. What breed of dog is Snots, Cousin Eddie's dog, in the movie National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation? So that's a tougher one. So
that
that's why I wanted
one,
to do it beginning of the show, so that I can repeat the question. I'm going to hold out for this one.
Okay.
So
good luck.
Good luck, people.
If you got it on your Netflix, load it up now, because it'll give you a chance to take a look.
Great
name for a dog, of course.
It is, especially especially for that character. He was really funny.
Yes.
So I have, people perhaps do research on that to find out, and then they can call in.
Mm-hmm.
If you are trying to find out what breed of dog is Snots, Cousin Eddie's dog in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, I'm going to tell a little happy Christmas story while people look for that answer. Again, the number to call is 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5527. 5569. If you can give us that correct answer, we will send you out a Christmas package, $50 in wellness pet food gift vouchers, Bit of Love treats, coupons, car stickers, all that good stuff.
Plus, you'll get the glory of hearing this.
Yes, or...
the correct sound.
Or not.
And or not.
We'll
There's
see.
Other sounds.
Yeah,
yes.
We'll see what's on the other
side.
If you
side get it wrong, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to watching that movie this year. I try to do it annually. So, I, of course, know the answer, but I guess...
I tend to watch, like, about 5 minutes of Christmas Story every year. Because it's on, like, nonstop on cable, like, 24 hours a day for, like, the whole month of December.
Yeah.
And especially on Christmas. And then, I've never sat down and watched that movie from start to finish, but I've seen about 5 minutes of it every year, so I pieced the whole thing together.
Yeah. So it's a good one.
It's a classic.
I recommend start to finish.
Yeah, well, one of these days I'll just sit down and see it, but...
Well, we have Leslie in Seattle on line one, who's going to hopefully answer this question
correctly.
We didn't
even get to your happy holiday story.
Well, I'll tell it after
we'll talk to
Leslie.
We'll save it.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So do you know the breed of dog that is Snot's, Cousin Eddie's dog, in Christmas Vacation?
I'm not sure because I haven't seen that segment of the movie yet this year, but I thought it was a Rottweiler.
You are correct.
Oh, goody.
Good guess. So, yes, he is a Rottweiler, and he's got a few great great spots in that movie. So well done, Leslie.
Thank you.
So thanks for listening. Is this your first time listening to the show, or have you listened before?
No, it's the first time I've listened, and I plan to listen more often. I do a lot of work in dog rescue, and any dog friend is a friend of mine.
Excellent. Well, if you have, I'd love for you to send me an email and send me some information about what you do in dog rescue, and perhaps I can announce events and stuff like that on the show.
That would be lovely. Thank you so much.
Well, my email is host@dogtalkshow.com. That is how anybody can get a hold of me, host@dogtalkshow.com.
All right.
And we are here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150. So... thanks for calling in. We're going to put you back on hold and send you to Darcy, and we'll get your mailing address and send you out some goodies.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Leslie.
You're welcome.
A good guess.
Yes.
I know you had that toilet flush sound ready to go, Eric.
I
wasn't sure.
Yes, I had my finger on the trigger.
Mm-hmm. Now, we did have another caller who called in who didn't get a chance to play, but I'm going to ask another question next segment.
It's a double dose.
Yes, so there is another opportunity to win the holiday gift basket with $50 in wellness pet food gift vouchers and other goodies. So we've had Kat Albrecht, founder of Missing Pet Partnership, on the show a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite local organizations. She's a former police officer and search dog handler, bloodhound handler, and she has started an organization where she trains search dogs, scent tracking search dogs, to find lost pets. And I have a story here that I got recently. She keeps me posted on their activities, and I'm going to read this story because it lets you know really the amazing work that they do. And they are in desperate need of support from the community, whether it be through volunteers, people who are interested in doing this wonderful, rewarding work, both for themselves and for their dogs. And they also, of course, need donations, which you can do through their website, which is missingpetpartnership.org. But this story, Lonnie Savage Lukes hugs her terrier, Thelma, moments after she was found by Missing Pet Partnership search dog, Kelsey. After 6 heartbreaking days of unsuccessful efforts to locate her lost beloved terrier, Thelma, Lonnie's hopes soared when Missing Pet Partnership volunteer Jim Branson and his search dog, Kelsey, arrived to help. Through Missing Pet Partnership, Jim had spent nearly 18 months training Kelsey, a black Labrador mix, rescued from the pound, to track the scent trail of lost dogs. Although Thelma had been missing in Woodinville, Washington, for 6 days, there were fresh sightings of her, so there was a glimmer of hope. Kelsey kept her nose on the trail for several hours, refusing to stop, even after falling into an icy pond. Within 5 hours of searching in frigid weather, Kelsey found Thelma. She was shivering and exhausted and had curled up underneath the branches of an evergreen tree. Lonnie said that finding Thelma alive was her Christmas miracle. And you can find out more information about that on their website, more information about the organization. You can make a donation to them through their website. They have a PayPal link on their homepage. It's story after story like this. If it wasn't for the efforts of these volunteers, this dog probably would not have been found. She was just roaming around in the woods. It had been 6 days. She was a small dog in very cold weather. So, you know, wonderful that they were able to reunite her. And this is, again, all volunteer-based stuff. It's really great work if you have a dog that loves other dogs or loves cats and want to teach them how to track scent and find lost pets. You can do that through volunteer work, through Missing Pet Partnership, and you'll have the opportunity to work with Kat, who's wonderful, and it's just a great organization. So I highly encourage you. It's a great last-minute Christmas gift. Make a donation in somebody's name or in somebody's pet's name, or you know, I had a friend make a donation for me when Chewy died in his name, which was really, really wonderful. I appreciated that. So again, that website is www.missingpetpartnership.org. Check them out. Awesome organization, and that story is one of many that they have helped reunite lost pets with their owners. So we will be back with more Dog Talk Show trivia after this break. This is Eric's playing one of my favorite Christmas songs, so enjoy. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chill and the weather. Love knows no season, love knows no clime. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping together. Sleigh bells ring.
Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemmley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Kemmley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemmleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, now on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I take your calls and talk with your animal companions about anything you'd like to know from them. You can also talk with your loved ones, both human and animals, on the other side. Tune in to Talk With Your Animals Thursdays at 1 with me, Joy Turner. Thanks for listening.
Do you want to improve your health, take less medicine, or avoid medication at all? The naturopathic physicians at the Institute of Complementary Medicine, with over 60 years of experience, will help you on natural, practical solutions for better health. Ready for your annual checkup, feeling stressed or anxious, or have a chronic problem like allergies, diabetes, or sleep issues? Call 206-726-0034 or go to www.icmedicine.com to schedule an appointment. We're located on First Hill in Seattle, and most insurance is accepted. 206-726-0034. icmedicine.com. Natural medicine at its best.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. I hate to cut off Annie Lennox, though. I love that woman's voice.
Yeah, that's a great version of Winter Wonderland.
My favorite. All right. So we have our second question in Dog Talk Show trivia. I'm so impressed by Leslie, who got the last question correct. That was more obscure, one of the more obscure questions that I've asked. This one's a little bit easier. You knew the answer, Eric.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's got to be super easy.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, if Eric can get it right.
If I can get it right.
So here's the question. Now, this is for a special Christmas package, $50 in wellness pet food gift vouchers. Great products. They have great food and treats. So you'll receive $50 in gift vouchers for wellness products, a bag of Bit-O-Love treats, coupons for Bit-O-Love treats, and of course, Dog Talk Show car stickers. So, what breed of dog is Snoopy?
Snoopy from the Peanuts comic strip, of course.
Charlie Brown's dog.
Yes.
From the Peanuts comic strip. What breed is Snoopy supposed to be? Give us a call, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, or you can call toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. What breed of dog is Snoopy from the Peanuts comic strip?
I've got some trivia for you, then. Do you know what type of plane his doghouse turned into in his fantasies?
What type of plane?
Yeah. Because remember how he was always the World War I flying ace in like a Halloween?
I don't.
Sopwith Camel.
See, I don't know.
All right. I'm glad we didn't throw that one out there for folks who wouldn't get a call.
No, I didn't. I don't even. I'm not.
But we're looking for the breed of dog that Snoopy
What breed of dog is Snoopy from the Peanuts comic strip? $50 in wellness pet food gift vouchers, Bit-O-Love treats, coupons, and car stickers will be coming your way if you can get that answer right. Give us a call, 425-373-5527, or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569.
And if you get it right, you won't hear the humiliating sound.
That wasn't as humiliating as the first one you played.
Well, yeah.
425-373-5527 or toll-free in Western Washington, 888-298-5569. Dog Talk Show Trivia. What breed of dog is Snoopy from the Peanuts comic strip? If you can tell us that answer, we will send you out a goodie bag of all sorts of stuff. So we'll see what people come up with there. So I've been, I found this product when I was shopping for my dogs. That was the first time I had ever seen it. And it was a type of puzzle for dogs that was made in Sweden. I initially saw it at a store called Immortal Dog, which is on 17th and Jackson in Seattle. And then I saw them again at one of my favorite stores, Fido and Scratch, which is in the Mount Baker neighborhood just around the corner if you take McClellan from Martin Luther King.
Now, isn't every product that comes from Sweden a puzzle of some sort? You know, you got to put that together with the little hex
way.
Wrench that they give you.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess IKEA, right?
Yes. that's what I'm going to do now when I get a dog. I'm just going to, everything I buy from IKEA. Look, it's a puzzle for you. Put it together.
Yeah. You should get a Swedish breed so that they'll be able to understand the...
Is there a Swedish breed?
Yes. One of the Hunds, I think. There's a Swedish Valhund or...
Okay.
Something.
All right. Well, that sounds Swedish.
Yeah. It's a lesser known breed, but I think it's one of the Spitz breeds.
All right. Very good.
Please correct me if I'm wrong, but... So it's this puzzle, and it's a very smart puzzle toy, and it's just such an untapped market, because a lot of the puzzles out there really aren't puzzles. The dogs just don't, you know, have to bat something around and treats fall out. And those are great. But this one was actually, would probably even be challenging for our cattle dogs, which is saying something. So it was really cool to see that. Now we have Kirsten in Redmond on line one, who's going to attempt to answer the question. Hi, Kirsten.
Hi.
So do you know what breed of dog Snoopy is?
I think it's a beagle.
You're right. He doesn't really—he doesn't really look like a beagle, but he is a beagle.
He is
supposed to be a beagle. Yeah. Now, is this your first time listening to the Dog Talk Show?
Oh no!
All right. So
I
you've
listen
heard
religiously every week.
Excellent. Well, thank you for listening, and we will be getting you out a wonderful gift basket of goodies for your dog. Now, what kind of dogs do you have?
I have a Dalmatian.
A Dalmatian. Excellent. Well, your Dalmatian will enjoy the gift vouchers for wellness and the Bit of Love treats, and you will enjoy the Dog Talk Show car stickers.
Well, thank you.
So we're going to put you on hold and send you back to Darcy to get your mailing information.
Okay.
Thanks.
If she listens religiously, does that mean that dog is her co-pilot?
Yes, it does.
Okay, good.
I like that. That's a good one. So the puzzles, they struck me because I think that this actually smart puzzles is, we were going to be seeing a lot more of those come out.
But the question is, does the dog know when he solved the puzzle?
Yeah, because they get the treat. So that's a good question. So the whole point is to get the treat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the dog is motivated. It's not just, you know.
Now, this isn't one of those 1,001 pieces that get together and it's a picture of a donkey and a teacup.
Okay. It's not a puzzle like Puzzle Pieces where you fit the pieces together.
Any dog I've ever met would just eat those.
Yes. Well, this one was, there were a series of pegs on a board and you had to like slide the peg over to pull it out and then slide a second peg over after you pulled out the first one. And then underneath that second peg, there was a treat hidden. So it was actually would have been challenging because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, some of them you just spin something and then the treat just shows up and it's like, I mean, our dogs would figure that out, you know, with very quickly. And
right.
Then it's like, okay.
It's just like a treat vending machine for
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Yeah. Not much of a puzzle.
Right.
But this one, I would have been really interested to watch the dogs figure it out. I might have to get one of these days and and watch the dog. Maybe even videotape the dogs trying to figure it out. But the brand was Nina Ottosson, NinaOttosson. It's a Swedish, made in Sweden. So just like everything in Sweden, it's a puzzle.
Yes.
So we have officially another dog, Eric.
Oh, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. We had three, and then we lost my beloved Chewy about 3.5 months ago, which I talked about on air, my experience, and shared that with my listeners. You can check out that show. All of the past shows are archived on the website, which is dogtalkshow.com. We have over 40 shows now archived on the website, and they're all, I think, wonderful. So you can go check those out. So we had three. We lost Chew. And, you know, we weren't looking for another dog, but we were bringing Levi to his breeder to be boarded when we went out of town. And she had a dog there who needed a home. She was a 2.5-year-old female blue heeler, and her name is Telly. And we were taking her initially to be a potential service dog for either a veteran with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, or through Darcy's company, Healing Allies. She trains mental health service dogs for people with mental illness or facing various life challenges. But Telly wasn't cut out to be a service dog, and she just kind of chose us. It was like, I mean, she was great. She's sweet, and, you know, we liked her fine, but she was just like, we had this feeling that she was just like, I'm home. You know, she just felt at home, and it didn't feel like we had an extra dog with mm-hmm. her with her there. She didn't feel like, you know, extra. She felt like part of the pack, and we're both so impressed by how happy she is to be where she is with us. So there you go.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations.
So we're back up to three, which is a nice, comfortable number. Three. I don't think we'll go to four, but well.
If you do, you have to buy a farm.
Yes.
I think officially.
Actually, I think, yeah, you do. You can only have three pets, I think, in Seattle.
Is that true?
I think so.
I did not know that. Do they count, like, fish and hamsters and stuff like that, too?
No, they don't count fish, but I think dogs and cats.
Okay.
Maybe ferrets in there, too. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm going to put a limit on it. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Are you a doctor, dentist, or therapist? Have you ever wished you could take your dog to work with you? Visit HealingAllies.com to find out how you can train your dog to become a clinical therapy dog in your office or clinic. Clinical therapy dogs provide people with joy, affection, and emotional support in healthcare settings. Research shows that therapy animals have positive psychological and physiological effects on clients and patients. Meet your newest staff member, your dog. Visit HealingAllies.com or call 206-406-1455 for more information. That's HealingAllies.com.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick & Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Wellness Natural Food for Pets uses simple, pure, authentic ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. All wellness recipes include lean meats, whole grains, fruits, and veggies with no meat byproducts, no wheat, no corn, no soy, or artificial preservatives. For an exclusive savings offer and to find wellness at a pet specialty retailer near you, visit wellnesspetfood.com/Seattle. That's wellnesspetfood.com/Seattle. Join Wellness on Facebook and Twitter today.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
You're listening to the refreshingly different Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. So, in our last segment before the holiday, wanted to give you some last-minute Christmas gift ideas that are sort of pet-related. And then give you some tips for if you're having company over and you have dogs that have a hard time with company, give you some tips about that. So I mentioned Fido and Scratch, a store in Mount Baker neighborhood in Seattle, which is just off McClellan, South Seattle, if you're going down Rainier or Martin Luther King headed south. If you take a left onto McClellan and then go around the corner, you'll find Fido and Scratch. It's one of my favorite pet stores in Seattle. Guess what I saw there, Eric? The dog poop calendar.
Oh.
Yep.
Now, is it an advent calendar?
No.
Okay, good. Because you really don't want to be opening the doors and finding that.
No.
That just seems like you're a glutton for punishment at that point.
Yes. And that's all I'm going to say about the dog poop merchandise, because, you know, I mentioned it a few shows ago, maybe too long.
Quite possibly.
So Fido and Scratch, lots of great stuff there. I wanted to give a shout out to Bark in Ballard, because they have antlers there that are great dog chew toys. They have a specific brand called Lucky Buck, which I found to be the best price for the size. So I went there specifically to get antlers for the dogs because they love them. They make a great chew toy. They're very hard. I have not ever seen them splinter, and they last a long time. So they are a little pricey.
It's a weird thing to have on your shopping list for the day.
Antlers.
I got to go get me some antlers.
Well,
today.
There's some other more strange things as far as dog chews go that we'll leave unnamed.
But antlers are good.
Antlers are excellent. I highly recommend them. The dogs love them. They last a while. They're a little pricey, but it's worth it because they do really last a long time. So I recommend that. Also, great idea. Like I said, you could make a donation in somebody's name to Missing Pet Partnership. That is missingpetpartnership.org. Another great idea would be to give somebody who likes animal massage type things, would be to give them a gift certificate to a Reiki class that you can use for people and animals. And this is with Rose Dedan of Wild Reiki and Shamanic Healing. She's in West Seattle. I've taken her Reiki Level 1 class. It's excellent. I've used it with dogs to help ground dogs. I've used it with aggression. And I'll be taking her Level 2 class soon. But that's a great idea, too, to get a gift certificate for somebody for one of Rose's classes. That website is www.ReikiShamanic.com. Reiki Shamanic, and that's R-E-I-K-I, shamanic.com. That's another great gift idea. You could also get them, somebody in the greater Seattle area, a gift certificate for an in-home private lesson or evaluation with me. And you can email me at host@dogtalkshow.com, host@dogtalkshow.com. If someone has a behavioral issue, needs some training, guidance, or perhaps is having a hard time finding a good food for their dog, those would be all great reasons to get them a private lesson behavior evaluation with me. And if you want more information about that, email me at host@dogtalkshow.com. And so for holidays, a lot of people have company over the holidays. Eric, you're going somewhere for the holidays.
Yeah, I'm going to go be company instead of
you're
have
gonna
company.
You're going to go be company.
That's right.
So a lot of people travel and a lot of people have, you know, host the holidays, and it can be very hard on the pets of the house. If it's pets who aren't comfortable with strangers, there's definitely some things to do that the host can do to help their animals be more comfortable with a house full of people. One of those things is that if you have a dog that can, you know, has a tendency to snap or bite, is to keep them primarily removed from the situation. So just, you know, the dogs really need us to look out for them and not give them an opportunity to get into trouble. You know, I've heard stories of people tying out dogs that were aggressive just outside a coffee shop or something, and then the dog bites somebody because the person, you know, probably doesn't do the right thing and just reaches for a strange dog, gets bit, and then the dog ends up, you know, having to get put down for an aggressive incident and that kind of stuff. And that's really ultimately the owner's bad choice. So, you know, remove your dogs, you know, give them a big long walk in the morning, and then, you know, put them in a bedroom or an area where they're separated from all of the hustle and bustle of the company, if that is something that can be overstimulating or upsetting for them. So just don't put them in the position to, you know, to get into trouble and to bite someone, especially with children around. If they're not used to children, children can be especially challenging for dogs. if you are going to work with your dog, which, you know, if you have guidance and you know what you're doing, if you want to work with your dog to get to work them towards being more comfortable with company, what you want to do is put structure into it, into the interaction. So, you know, let your company know, hey, I'm working on Buddy's training. We're going to bring him in now. And, you know, you have the dog on leash and you've got treats and you let your company know that you're bringing the dog and you get everybody set up so that you create the environment to be a successful experience for the dog. And so that your guests know that, you know, not to run up to him and throw your arms around him because it's probably not, you know, going to end well. And then you go and you bring the dog in and you ask the dog to do something as simple as sitting. Have them sit. What that does is it engages the dog's brain, gets them to think, which has them be less likely to react, and get them thinking, put them sort of on task. And then if you're going to have them interact with a guest, give the guest a treat or just have the guest say to the dog from a distance, good sit. So you have the guest interact with the dog with some structure in place. So then they're, you know, speaking a language that the dog is familiar with, and they're also doing it in a way that's engaging the dog's brain that's going to have them less likely to react. So you bring the dog in, you tell the dog to sit, and then your guest says, good sit. And then the dog's like, oh, okay, yeah, I am sitting. And it kind of takes a little bit of the weirdness and the pressure out of the interaction if you're just bringing the dog in and forcing them to tolerate physical affection from people that they don't know. If they're not comfortable with that, it's not going to be a positive experience. So, you know, that's something to really be aware of. Physical praise is only motivating and pleasant for the dog if they're enjoying it. So if it's, you know, somebody that they don't know and they're not comfortable with strangers, then, you know, it's not a positive interaction and you can just be reinforcing that they're uncomfortable or setting them up to be in a position where they snap. So just be, you know, heads up about that. Dogs can get overwhelmed, overstimulated in those types of environments. And just be careful, you know. A lot of times when something does happen, people think, oh, I knew something was going to happen, or I had a feeling that this wasn't a good idea, but I just didn't listen to that intuitive, intuitive feeling. So, you know, just kind of heads up and get the dogs lots of exercise, give them breaks if they aren't tolerant of company. Mm-hmm. And then if you are going to bring them in with some structure so that the dogs don't feel like they are the ones who are just sort of left to fend for themselves.
Yeah, now my mom's dogs, they really love company, like a little too much.
Yeah.
they run right up there, paws up, you know, they just want to be all up in your business, you know, as soon as possible.
So for the same reason, I mean, not the same reason, but you kind of take the same approach if it's the opposite side of the spectrum. If you have dogs that are too excited and tend to just, you know, maul you when you come in and jump all over you.
In a friendly way,
yeah. But it can be unpleasant for the guest.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's a place where a little bit of structure can go a long way as well.
I find that wrestling them to the ground is a good way to do it as well.
Yeah, be careful. They're little dogs, right?
No, they're pretty big dogs.
Are
they? Yeah, but I am the interspecies wrestling champion of the Reading area, so it's all right.
I see.
Yeah.
Do you have a belt?
Yeah, I do, yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that someday.
I'll bring it in after the vacation. We'll see.
So, yeah, I mean, it's structure. Structure is just a part of the conversation for a lot of different behaviors for dogs, whether it's that they're uncomfortable and aggressive or they're overly excited, overly friendly, jumping up, all that kind of stuff. Putting some structure in place really helps to ground the dogs and make them more comfortable, help them to relax and kind of chill out, and then also to help guests enjoy their visit more as well. So that brings us to the end of the show today, and we'll look forward to being here again next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Have wonderful holidays, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Human Light Day. And we'll be here again before New Year's. So thanks for listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
It's a thrilling in spite of the chill and the weather. Love knows no season, love knows no clime. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping together. Sleigh bells ring.